Hello. Hi, welcome to episode number 22 of 10 Minute Grammar. So today I'm excited to bring you part two of helping kids write about people. So episode 21 introduced this topic, and in that I talked about how it was one of the easiest things to teach kids to write about because it has the natural chronology built into it. It is also a great way to begin because it is usually high interest, especially if you let kids write about anybody they want to write about or anyone that they're interested in. It is extremely easy to divide up the facts, and it is super simple to teach lengthening, which I'll get much more into that in this episode than in the previous one. So let's dig right into this middle school age group. So I'm going to start today. The previous episode was second through fifth grade ideas. So be sure to check that out if you are interested in learning more about helping those younger students write about people. I give about five or six different frameworks that really work well for those age groups. And I think that you'll get a lot of help from that. But we are going to pick up where we left off, again, noting that this is an easy topic to start to research. There's so much information out there on most people everywhere. And then just the division of information is very simple. So I start out giving students passages to write from. And I do this with passages about anybody that we're studying. So it depends on the character quality. And also on, like what we're studying about. Like if we're studying about humility, it might be about Abraham Lincoln or somebody who showed humility, or George Washington, somebody like that. If we're studying creativity, I know some of our passages for creativity are about like Thomas Edison and George Washington Carver and John Deere even. And so the topics can be varied based on what you're studying about. So it's a really great way to bring in the content areas. Just remember when I was in my undergraduate work in elementary education, that was all the rage then, is how can you bring the content areas into these other topics? So how can you bring writing into history? How can you bring, grammar into social studies or into science? And it's really through the writing process that you can just do this so easily, where you are merging the topics of a social studies or science, genre area, and merging that in as they write about it. So, and of course, reading something, comprehending it enough to write from it is like the ultimate comprehension test, right? When you think about levels of comprehension, so, literal, and then we're going into inference, and then we go into critical thinking. Well, like the top dog has got to be the ability to read something, comprehend it, and write from it, right? So, it really is great for bringing in the content areas into the language arts areas, which is one of my pride and joys about all of my materials, all of my books. That is exactly what we do. We are digging into all different areas of content. Like recently somebody was writing about one of our passages was about the three ways that a plow works. So pushes the topsoil, it goes under the plow pan, and so forth. Another one was recently about hurricanes and how they form and so forth. And then somebody else just wrote about five cow breeds. Somebody else just wrote about music in the 70s. I mean, it really just spans so many different content areas. When you have frameworks and templates and outlining spaces and brainstorming boxes and things like that to build on. So, without further ado, here is where I like to go with middle school, fifth grade slash eighth grade, kind of in that area. First of all, one of the beauties of giving them a passage to write from that is at their readability level as well as a writability level. So, in other words, they can not only word call it, but they can comprehend it. That's the readability. And they can not only comprehend it, but they can comprehend it well enough to rework the material into their own words. So when we give them a passage, we have the power to make sure that we have that readability / writability level covered. And so with that, we have passages that I give to students that are in all of my books. And these are how we start out writing about people. And so there, recently we had three Black Americans contributions. So I think it was Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, and Jackie Robinson, I think. And then recently also we had a Benjamin Banneker passage and how, you know, wrote about him. We've had George Washington, Thomas Edison. I mean, just all of the different people, all from all different genres. And when we give them these passages, they're already broken down, right? So they're already broken down into paragraphs, so they don't have to worry about their paragraph breaks. They are already at their readability and their writability level. And from giving them that passage, we are able to see how they comprehend and how they take notes on it, and then how they write from those notes. So that's a beautiful thing when you give them a passage ahead of time. Also at this level, then it's good to go into longer excerpts. So like instead of just a 3-paragraph or 4-paragraph passage about Abraham Lincoln or about some artist or painter or whomever, we now can go into a longer passage about that person. And with that, I like to go into more story writing. So maybe it'll be a narrative, like a retelling of how somebody, well, in the case of Harriet Tubman, there was a retelling of how she led people out to freedom. And so then you get into a little bit of story writing, a little bit of narration, but really high interest when you move into that. Okay, next, I love to use question and answers for multi-paragraphs. So with this, I might have a breakdown where it says who the person was, what he did, and then other info or something like that. I might have 3 breakdowns. And then in those, I have questions. And it doesn't matter who the person is. So they can use this Q&A template, this framework, to answer the questions that I've listed for them about that person. So everything in the first one would be kind of biographical. Then everything in the next one would be kind of achievement. And then the last one could be fun facts or could be posthumous or more achievements or, you know, whatever the books that the person has written or whatever that might be. And so with that Q&A, they have a framework of what to look for, right? Because one of the problems with moving into, okay, now you're going to get to the information. You are going to write from a source now. So go get information. Go on, go get it. You know, they don't know where to begin. They don't know what all to include. And it seems big. Okay. So even if you go to something, you know, as simple as for a middle schooler, for example, a Wikipedia entry, you know, it might have pages and pages and pages about that person. And they're like, where do I start on, you know, writing about this person? And a Q&A framework is a great place to start for them to go find information in whatever source you allow them to use, for them to go find information, because we have that whole thing there built in of what they're supposed to look for. And all they're going to do is answer the questions in note form. And then they're going to take those answers and write them into 3 paragraphs or however many paragraphs of questions you have for them. All right, then with a 5-paragraph structure, we often hear about the 5-paragraph essay. I always focus first, of course, on the 3 paragraphs of the body. And all the openings and closings and everything, that's for another day and another time. But I do like to, give them the opportunity to choose 3 different people. And so this is moving from that elementary into that middle school writing. And the beauty of choosing 3 different people is that you don't have to worry about having so much information about one person. So if you're doing 3 paragraphs and you haven't structured it very much for them, or they don't have a framework that's very strong for that, then they are just floundering. You know, they might put something about his birth, something about his family, something about an achievement, something about books that he's written, something about what he's known for, a quote by him or whatever. And it may be very random. But when I transition my students over into completely finding their information like this, I go for the five paragraphs where each of the three paragraphs of the body are about a different person. So they might say the topic might be three people who used their life in a creative way to help mankind, right? So it could be an astronaut. It could be a farmer. It could be an inventor, right? And so, but then they only have to go get one, two, three. And depending on the age, four, five, six, eight, 10 sentences per paragraph. We can even take this one step further where we say, okay, you're going to do three people and you're going to do the five W's for each paragraph. So who, what, when, where, why, first paragraph. Let's say that is about, I keep losing my train of thought for people because I've been writing these Black American contribution books. And so I just keep thinking about Sojourner Truth and George Washington Carver and Booker T. Washington. But suppose you had them do three of their favorite authors. Okay, then they would take the five W's for the first one, answer all those, five W's for the next one, answer all that, five W's for the next one, answer all that, and they have a three paragraph body right there ready to write from. And you can see how all the structures, the frameworks, all of those things make a huge difference in a child's writing success. I just asked a student yesterday, first of all, I asked him how old he was. I think he said he was in fifth grade. No, he's in fourth. And because I remember thinking he was in third last year. And I said he had just written a five paragraph paper for me. And I said, now, before you came, because he's been with me, you know, 20 weeks so far this year. And I said, before you came here, did you write a lot of paragraphs? And he said, no, before I came here, I only wrote three sentences. So cute. Oh my goodness. And his face just lights up the world. He's just got the greatest smile. And he said, no, just three sentences, like one sentence in the middle, an opening sentence and a closing sentence. And I said, really? Cause he can write really well already. And I said, did you ever think you'd be writing five paragraphs right now? No, my mom didn't either. So precious. Oh my goodness. I love kids so much. All right. So the five paragraph or the three paragraph with an opening sentence and a closing sentence, you don't have to do a full five, but those are when you do three different people. That is another great breakdown. Also at this age, instead of people, you could do three different achievements. So again, whenever you do three of anything, and I have some broadcast over on How I Teach, about how to do three topics, one per paragraph, and how to teach that with the book in front of you because of their videos. Beauty of that is three people, three achievements, right? So it could be one person with three achievements, right? One person, three books that he's written, right? Three different people in one genre, authors, painters, you know, certain ethnic groups or whatever that you want to highlight. But the three different people, three different paragraphs, it makes them feel accomplished right away. And I also tell them, this is like writing three tiny papers. And that always gets them excited. All right. And then at this time, and I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to do high school next time. But then at this time, I'm also starting to go from single source to merging of sources. So I'm going to talk a lot more about that next week. But one way to do that is with this three paragraphs, to say you have three paragraphs, three different inventors, and each of those has to be a different source, which is very simple, right? Because then they're just looking up one inventor in one place, another inventor in another place, another inventor in another place. But I'm going to get right on into the merging, because that is where the magic really happens in research writing for high schoolers. So I will get into that next week. So thank you so much for joining me again for another 10-minute grammar, which wasn't 10 minutes. Sorry about that. And be sure to subscribe at the blog, Language Arts Lady, or at YouTube, or at iTunes. Follow me on the gram. And I'm just everywhere teaching grammar and writing and spelling and vocabulary and all the things that I love. I'll see you next time.